Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1673, air date March 27th, 2026.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we'll focus on how cayenne pepper supports cardiovascular health. We'll first look at its key active compounds and then briefly understand how these natural molecules work together to protect the heart, strengthen blood vessels, and improve overall cardiovascular function. This is going to be an engaging discussion. We'll begin by examining the molecular profile of cayenne pepper, focusing on the key active compounds that give it its unique properties. From there, we'll move into the biological pathways and understand how these compounds actually work in the body to support cardiovascular health. All right, let's get started and take a closer look at what this is all about. Here we're looking at some background on cayenne pepper, often called the cardiocatalyst. Scientifically known as Capsicum annuum, this medicinal plant has been used for centuries as a traditional culinary spice. Its pharmacological properties come from a variety of bioactive compounds, particularly capsaicin, which gives it many of its powerful effects. Interestingly, cayenne pepper is also known by several other names, including bell pepper, pod pepper, sweet pepper, cayenne pepper, and red pepper. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through a systems science framework. This method enables us to examine all the interconnected parts, revealing the broader picture behind complex issues. It's a powerful way to think, and it's something anyone can learn at truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go any further, I'd like to play you a short video. As more people are joining us on this journey into systems thinking and the systems approach, this will help set the context and frame our discussion moving forward. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. and Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to take a deeper look at cayenne pepper, a powerful medicinal culinary spice, and explore how it may support cardiovascular health. I hope you enjoy this session, and I want to sincerely thank the Cytosolve team for organizing it. We do this as a service with the intention of helping people truly understand nature as a system and food as medicine. That video you just watched should help you appreciate that when you take a systems approach, you gain a much clearer understanding of how things actually work. And that perspective is central to everything we do at Truth, Freedom, Health, and Cytosolve. At the core of our work is a recognition of a troubling reality. If you look at global data over the past several decades, lifespan is declining while the cost of living continues to rise exponentially. When you step back and look at that curve objectively, it raises serious questions about whether current systems truly prioritize human well-being. And this trend didn't just start 5 or 10 years ago. It has been building for 50 to 60 years across political lines and across institutions that claim to represent change. The key point is this: no one is coming to save you. Real change begins when you decide to take responsibility for your own health. My work, whether it's discussing cayenne pepper, moringa, or broader systemic issues, is motivated by this fundamental curve. It's about equipping you with tools so you can make informed decisions and take control of your own well-being. This is not a one-variable issue. It's not something that can be fixed by tweaking a single factor. It's a systems problem, and that's why we approach it from a systems perspective. Now, with that context in mind, let's continue. Now, what has actually driven this downward curve? It's not just one factor. It's a combination of multiple systemic failures working together. First, we've seen the steady destruction of the immune system within modern healthcare. Instead of strengthening the body as a system, the focus has often been fragmented and reactive. During the so-called pandemic in March 2020, I focused on educating people about the immune system and how the body functions as an integrated system. It was never about being pro or anti anything. It was about empowering people with knowledge so they could strengthen their own health foundations. At the same time, another major stressor has been the environment, particularly how difficult it has become to access clean, healthy food. Nutrition is foundational to immune strength and long-term health, yet the system makes it harder and harder for everyday people to obtain real, nourishing food. There's also pressure on the educational system. People are not being taught system science. They're not learning how to think holistically or solve problems resourcefully. Instead, they're often taught a reductionist model, one that breaks everything into isolated parts without understanding the whole. As a result, many expect institutions or governments to solve problems for them, rather than developing the tools to analyze and address issues themselves. When you combine that with corruption in governance, economic instability, a lack of emphasis on saving and growing income inequality, you begin to see how all of these forces interact. This is why we say it's a systems problem. It's not one issue. It's the convergence of many interconnected stresses shaping the trajectory we see today. So when we talk about Truth, Freedom, Health, we're really talking about a systems-based creation. It's built around education, community, and structured courses, all integrated into one platform. The goal is to provide a true systems approach that empowers you with the knowledge and tools to take care of your own health and well-being. At the end of the day, no one else is coming to save us. The responsibility and the power ultimately rests with each of us to understand the system and take action accordingly. And that systems approach is very practical. It starts with strengthening your immune system, because without that foundation, nothing else really matters. It also includes learning how to access and eat local healthy food on a budget. Through our certified clean solution, which has been around for over a decade, we focus on helping people sustainably obtain truly clean food. But it goes beyond food. It comes from understanding system science, so you can become truly educated, not just informed, but capable of thinking critically and holistically. It includes teaching young people how to innovate and developing leaders within our own communities. While many power structures create leaders to maximize power, profit, and control, our movement is focused on cultivating leaders grounded in truth, freedom, and health. It also teaches people to be economical and resourceful. Instead of encouraging endless spending on things that don't add real value, we equip people with practical tools they can actually use to improve their lives. If you're interested in these tools, you can find them at truthfreedomhealth.com. Every Thursday, we host two open house sessions, one at 11 a.m. and another at 8 p.m., and there's no cost to attend. These sessions bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. It's also an opportunity for you to become what we call a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you gain the knowledge and education needed so you're not waiting for someone else to take action for you. Everything I do is driven by this core idea of helping you help yourself, and Truth Freedom Health is the platform created to make that possible. Just to repeat, we host these sessions every Thursday at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. You can RSVP right now by visiting vashiva.com/orientation. We'd love to have you join us on Thursdays and be part of the conversation. Our platform is designed to help you think, fight, and heal all together. As part of this mission, we've built integrated platforms, including a leadership training institute and a systems health institute. Through these institutes, we educate leaders to truly help others by understanding that healing requires the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We provide practical tools to apply this approach, and the Cytosolve Open Science Institute offers a powerful framework to develop new solutions and create new products. Together, these platforms give you a complete framework of solutions, enabling you to actively be part of the solution. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey. And clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about cayenne pepper, or when I talk about green tea, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant people in the world, as the great writer Alberto Brick says. They want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. Before we begin our discussion on cayenne pepper, I wanted to give you some context about what truly motivates the work we do. So at this point, I'm going to play a short video that explains what Truth Freedom Health is all about and why I encourage each of you to consider becoming a warrior scholar. I create these sessions to share valuable information, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn this knowledge for yourself. When you become a warrior scholar, you begin to understand where the system's approach comes from and how to apply it independently. So let's go ahead and play the video, and then we'll transition into today's main discussion on cayenne pepper and its role in supporting cardiovascular health.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that drives everything we do, whether it's in science, politics, or health. It's all grounded in a clear framework. I truly hope you take advantage of this, because you're not going to find this kind of integrated systems approach anywhere else. The goal is to create immense value for you, not just in terms of information, but in advancing you as a human being and empowering you through real education. As you can see, there are different contribution plans available designed to support people at various levels of engagement. I encourage many of you to begin as members, because there's a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. It's designed to challenge you to reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to remain dependent on existing systems, or do you want to become truly independent and self-reliant? You can also choose to come in as a supporter, where you'll continue receiving valuable knowledge, educational resources, and ongoing insights. Or if you'd like to contribute at another level, there are options that provide access to a full set of learning resources, what we call the 15 gifts. The key message is simple: get involved. For those of you who really want to accelerate your growth, becoming a warrior scholar is the path forward. When you contribute, we don't just give information, we provide structured knowledge, support, and a strong community. And that, in essence, is the foundation that motivates everything we do. So let me also remind you that we host an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m., and everyone is welcome to join us. So what are you going to learn today? First, we'll cover the background of cayenne pepper, what it is and why it has drawn so much attention as a medicinal herb. Then we'll step back and define cardiovascular health. What does it actually mean? And based on current scientific understanding, why do cardiovascular diseases occur? From there, we'll introduce Cytosolv, a revolutionary scientific platform that allows us to take a systems approach to innovation, particularly in developing solutions using food as medicine. This is part of a broader initiative where we're taking a fresh, integrated approach to solving complex health problems. Now, just because we're discussing cayenne pepper doesn't mean it's a universal solution. Cardiovascular disease is a complex systems problem, and that's precisely why simple, one-size-fits-all answers haven't worked. We're making progress by addressing it from a systems perspective, but there's still much work to be done. We'll then explore how cayenne pepper may benefit cardiovascular health, including practical considerations such as how much to use and whether it's appropriate for you. Because for us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And finally, we'll share how you can become part of this broader initiative. All right, as we've already discussed, here we're looking at some background on cayenne pepper, often referred to as the cardiocatalyst. Scientifically known as Capsicum annuum, this medicinal plant has been used for centuries as a traditional culinary spice. Its pharmacological properties are attributed to a range of bioactive compounds, most notably capsaicin, which is responsible for many of its potent biological effects. Interestingly, cayenne pepper is known by several different names, including bell pepper, pod pepper, sweet pepper, cayenne pepper, and red pepper. Here we can see that cayenne pepper has deep roots in indigenous and traditional medicine. The Capsicum genus, which includes around 22 species, has been cultivated for more than 7,000 years, highlighting its long-standing importance across cultures. Traditionally, cayenne pepper fruits have been used as a tonic and antiseptic, and a stimulating agent. They've also been used to address dyspepsia, loss of appetite, flatulence, and to support digestion and circulation. Historically, the Aztecs and Mayans even mixed pepper with maize flour to prepare chilatoli, a medicinal diet used to help treat the common cold. Continuing from that historical foundation, the fruits of Capsicum annuum have been central to traditional medicine for treating a wide range of conditions. These include inflammatory disorders, cardiovascular and gastric issues, and even certain cancers. In 1853, J.W. Comfort referenced capsicum in his book, The Practice of Medicine on Thomsonian Principles, where it was described as useful for conditions such as dropsy and rheumatism, and for stimulating blood flow and generating warmth in the body. Later, in 1943, the Dispensatory of the United States of America also recognized capsicum as a potent local stimulant. So what we're seeing here is a consistent thread across centuries and across medical traditions, highlighting cayenne pepper's role as a circulatory stimulant and therapeutic agent. Now let's shift our focus to cardiovascular health. Cardiovascular diseases, or CVDs, refer to a group of disorders that affect the heart and blood vessels. These include conditions such as coronary heart disease, cerebrovascular disease, and rheumatic heart disease, among others. Major risk factors include an unhealthy diet, lack of physical activity, tobacco use, and excessive alcohol consumption. Over time, these factors place significant stress on the cardiovascular system. When symptoms do appear, they may present as chest pain, pain radiating to the arm or shoulder, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, cold sweats, and paleness. Understanding these signs and risk factors is essential as we explore how natural compounds, like those found in cayenne pepper, may play a supportive role. When we look at conventional pharmacological approaches to cardiovascular health, they often include medications such as aspirin, beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, and statins. These therapies are designed to reduce risk factors, improve heart function, and help prevent adverse cardiovascular events. At the same time, non-pharmacological strategies, especially regular exercise, play a critical role in maintaining cardiovascular strength, improving circulation, and slowing disease progression. Together, these approaches form the foundation of modern cardiovascular care. When we talk about advanced cardiovascular care, several medical interventions are commonly used for more severe conditions. These include procedures such as coronary artery, bypass surgery, and balloon angioplasty, where a small balloon-like device is used to open blocked arteries and restore blood flow. Other major interventions include heart valve repair or heart valve replacement, heart transplantation, and even artificial heart implantation. Each of these treatments plays a critical role in managing serious heart conditions and helping to restore proper cardiovascular function when the disease has progressed to an advanced stage. Cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of death worldwide. In 2019 alone, it was responsible for 17.9 million deaths, accounting for roughly 32% of all global deaths, according to the World Health Organization. That staggering statistic underscores just how urgent and widespread the challenge of heart health truly is, and why addressing cardiovascular disease requires both prevention and systemic solutions. Now let's take a closer look at how cayenne pepper, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in improving cardiovascular health. And the way we're going to approach this challenge is through a powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I've spent decades developing. With advances in modern science and systems biology, we now have the ability to model and understand complex biological interactions in a far more integrated way. So rather than looking at isolated parts, we analyze how entire systems function together. Given that cardiovascular disease is fundamentally a systems problem, we asked a simple question: why not apply this same systems-based approach to cardiovascular health as well? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. I'll explain how this systems-based platform allows us to model complex biological pathways, integrate scientific data, and design targeted solutions in a structured and evidence-driven way. This will give you a clearer picture of how we approach cardiovascular health, not as an isolated issue, but as part of an interconnected biological system. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. Right now, you can see that we're actively working across a wide range of areas, covering health, disease, and overall well-being. We're developing several formulations, each at different stages, ranging from phase one all the way to phase six. In phase six, we've already developed two very powerful products. Additionally, we have about four discoveries that have been patented, marking significant milestones in our research. In phase four, we're actively working across seven different areas, conducting screenings to evaluate potential outcomes. Beyond that, we have nine areas where we're performing advanced modeling, five areas focused on publications, and another nine areas where we're building systems architectures. The exciting part is that all of you can participate in this journey. We're planning to enable contributions and support, whether through donations or even by helping spin out different pieces of the company's initiatives. This is truly a collaborative effort where everyone can be part of advancing health and wellness solutions. We're currently in the fourth phase, which is combination screening, and today we'll be sharing some of that data with you. One product where we've already taken this approach is MV25. MV25 has gone through this entire end-to-end process. We began by developing the complete systems architecture. That architecture was then published to share the work publicly. After publication, we carried out in silico modeling. We then performed combination screenings and made key discoveries by modeling all the molecular pathways involved in osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly 500 million people. Using Cytosolve without any external funding, publishing the results, completing detailed modeling, and evaluating a wide range of natural foods to identify and assemble effective ingredient combinations. And through this process, we were able to make a significant discovery. Specifically, we identified a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. We also discovered two highly potent natural ingredients at the right dosages that act across these molecular pathways to help reduce pain. To validate and protect this work, we went beyond publication and secured a United States patent. That moment marked the first time we not only supported other companies, but also manufactured the product ourselves for direct use. At this point, we'll play a video that explains the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. Most importantly, it shows that we now have a tangible solution that has gone through every step of this process. This same approach can be applied across diseases, forming one of the core solutions we are developing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to cardiovascular health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
I am Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away, and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here, we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. You can visit mv25.life, we call it the momentum to move. Ordering this product is a way to support your own health while also supporting the work we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs and I love pets. We're against animal testing. Using the same approach, we developed a product called K9701, which combines roughly 15 to 20 natural ingredients into a comprehensive whole health solution for pets. This is available as the Whole Health Pet Supplement. We've also developed another powerful product, Healthy Tea, which comes in 7 unique blends. Each blend is carefully designed to target a specific area of health. These include Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immunity. And now we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. The range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. And since we're focusing on cardiovascular health, I'd like to suggest Tranquility Tea. This is a thoughtfully crafted herbal blend that supports heart function, made with traditional ingredients known to promote overall heart wellness. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So at this stage, our CytoSolve Cardiovascular Health Initiative has reached an exciting phase of development. There's a significant opportunity for all of you to participate. We're taking an open source approach to sharing knowledge and information. So this isn't something happening behind closed doors. It's designed to be collaborative, allowing you to engage, learn, and contribute as part of the broader effort to advance cardiovascular health through systems science. So let me come back to this and walk you through where we are. In phase one, our focus is on building the systems architecture of cardiovascular health. We're not just looking at isolated symptoms, we're mapping the underlying biological framework. At the core of this architecture is the relationship between cardiovascular health and oxidative stress. Oxidative stress occurs when there's an imbalance between free radicals and antioxidants in the body. Over time, this imbalance can damage blood vessels, impair endothelial function, and negatively affect heart performance. By understanding this fundamental connection, we establish a solid foundation for deeper systems-level analysis and for developing more targeted evidence-based interventions. We're going right to the root of the problem, starting fresh and carefully examining all the research to truly understand what's going on. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based,
designed to support cardiovascular health from multiple angles. This diagram really helps us visualize how oxidative stress directly impacts cardiovascular health. At the center of this discussion is hypertension, a major component of cardiovascular disease. Persistent high blood pressure drives structural changes in the vasculature, including vascular remodeling and hypertrophy. Over time, this can contribute to pathological conditions such as atherosclerosis and lipohyalinosis. These changes are closely linked to elevated levels of reactive oxygen species and a reduction in nitric oxide bioavailability. When nitric oxide decreases and oxidative stress increases, endothelial function becomes impaired. As endothelial dysfunction progresses, we begin to see broader consequences: impaired neurovascular coupling, disrupted cerebral blood flow regulation, increased blood-brain barrier permeability, and ultimately a decline in overall vascular integrity and health. What we've discovered, and we're still doing work, is that, again, going down to the reality, in understanding the system's architecture of cardiovascular health, we focus on identifying the key factors that contribute to cardiovascular disease. These include genetic predispositions, high-fat diets, environmental exposures, and sedentary lifestyles. Psychological stress also plays a major role, along with habits such as smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, and the overuse of steroids and antibiotics. Together, these factors create the foundation that influences cardiovascular health outcomes. This holistic view sets the stage for deeper analysis in the next phases. And once this phase of the work is completed, we'll move forward with publishing the findings. Next, we'll take all of this data and process it systematically, integrating the components into computational models. The goal is to bring the entire picture together, connecting molecular mechanisms, cellular pathways, and clinical outcomes, so we can understand cardiovascular health as one unified dynamic system rather than a collection of isolated parts. In phase four, we move into combination screening, where the focus is on identifying potential natural ingredients that may support cardiovascular health. These include commonly known botanicals and spices such as garlic, ginger, cardamom, turmeric, tea plant, cayenne pepper, coriander, and Nigella sativa. Other potential candidates include ginkgo biloba, Asian ginseng, basil, parsley, celery, and ashwagandha. Additionally, berberis, green tea, and cinnamon are considered, along with arjuna and licorice. Together, these 19 ingredients represent a broad spectrum of natural compounds with potential cardioprotective properties. The real challenge, and one of the key reasons there hasn't been a true breakthrough, is that most discussions focus on individual compounds in isolation. You'll find plenty of information on single ingredients, but the real question is, how do they work together within the system? How do you actually crack that code? That's exactly what we're setting out to explore. We're not claiming to have all the answers yet. What we are doing is taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete biological architecture, we create a structured framework that allows us to understand interactions, dependencies, and emergent effects. Only then can we begin to uncover what's truly happening at the systems level. But today we're going to focus on cayenne pepper, one of the 19 promising natural compounds with the potential to help improve cardiovascular function. Through our cytosol analysis, we discovered that cayenne pepper has been studied extensively with 6,698 research papers and 105 clinical trials published over the past 227 years. Highlighting its long-standing importance and credibility in both scientific and medical fields. Now let's shift our focus to the composition of cayenne pepper, which contains 28 key bioactive molecules. Understanding this molecular composition is essential because it's not just one compound, it's the collective interaction of these molecules that may influence cardiovascular health. And while cayenne pepper contains many more compounds, these 28 represent the most well-researched molecules that are particularly relevant to our current analysis. In fact, more than 300 phytoconstituents have been identified from Capsicum annuum. Its chemical profile includes essential minerals, a wide range of vitamins, as well as phenolic and flavonoid compounds. Now let's break them down and look at these compounds. Let's start with the mineral profile. Cayenne pepper contains a range of essential minerals, including calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, zinc, copper, manganese, and selenium. In addition to its mineral content, Cayenne pepper also contains important vitamins, such as vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, and vitamin K, along with beta carotene. Beyond its basic nutritional profile, cayenne pepper also contains a rich array of phenolic compounds. These include gallic acid, vanillic acid, caffeic acid, cumaric acid, chlorogenic acid, synapic acid, ferulic acid, and ellagic acid. Lastly, cayenne pepper also contains important flavonoids, such as myrcetin, quercetin, luteolin, apigenin, and camphorol. And here you can see the chemical structures of the key active compounds found in cayenne pepper. These include capsaicin, dihydrocapsaicin, nortihydrocapsaicin, homodihydrocapsaicin, and homocapsaicin. Together, these compounds belong to a group known as capsaicinoids, which are primarily responsible for the pungency and many of the biological effects of cayenne pepper. Owing to its diverse and complex chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the key biological effects of cayenne pepper. Now that we understand what's inside cayenne pepper at the molecular level, the next step is to explore how these compounds translate into biological activity. Here we can see that cayenne pepper demonstrates a remarkably wide spectrum of biological effects. It functions as a potent antioxidant and anti-inflammatory agent and has shown cardioprotective properties. In addition, it exhibits anti-ulcer, gastroprotective, antimicrobial, anti-diabetic, and anti-obesity effects. It has also been studied for anti-cancer potential, pain modulation, immunomodulatory activity, and even mild sedative properties. This broad range of actions reflects its complex phytochemical composition and reinforces why a systems approach is essential to fully understand its impact. Then, moving from its biological activities to its practical implications, let's now focus on the specific health benefits of cayenne pepper. Now that we've seen its molecular composition and wide range of biological effects, the next step is to understand how these translate into tangible health outcomes. Cayenne pepper offers a broad range of potential health benefits across multiple conditions. It has been studied for its role in supporting weight management in obesity, modulating pain, reducing oxidative damage, and lowering inflammation. It also shows potential benefits in improving metabolic function, supporting cardiovascular health, and aiding in the management of gastric ulcers and diabetes. Additionally, emerging research suggests possible roles in cancer-related pathways and even in supporting better sleep. Altogether, its diverse biological actions translate into wide-ranging health applications, again highlighting the importance of viewing it through a systems lens. But now, let's shift from the general benefits and focus specifically on what we've learned through our combination screening process, specifically with respect to cayenne pepper. And again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. Here we can clearly see how capsicum annuum may contribute to improving cardiovascular health, particularly through its antihypertensive effects. In hypertension, there is a reduction in SIRT1 activity. This decline activates key inflammatory signaling pathways such as NF-kappa-B and MAPK. As a result, we see increased production of ROS, activation of the renin-angiotensin system, RAS, and elevated levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines. Together, these changes promote inflammation and vascular damage. The elevated ROS, RAS, and inflammatory mediators further overstimulate the sympathetic nervous system, creating a vicious cycle that sustains and worsens hypertension. Capsaicin, one of the primary bioactive compounds in cayenne pepper, appears to interrupt this cycle. It helps restore SIRT1 activity, which in turn reduces NF-kappa-B and MAPK activation. This leads to lower ROS production, reduced RAS activity, decreased pro-inflammatory cytokines, and ultimately a reduction in sympathetic nervous system overactivity. Through this systems-level modulation, capsaicin may help alleviate hypertension and support overall cardiovascular health. Another important way cayenne pepper may support cardiovascular health is by reducing vascular aging. Capsaicin activates the TRPV1 channel in endothelial cells, which enhances calcium influx and triggers calcium signaling. This in turn activates the calcium/calmodulin-dependent protein kinase 2 pathway. Activation of CAMK2 stimulates AMPK and increases SIRT1 activity. SIRT1 plays a crucial role in inhibiting cellular senescence, thereby preventing vascular aging. Through this cascade, TRPV, one activation, CAMK2 signaling, AMPK stimulation, and SIRT1 enhancement, capsaicin may help preserve endothelial function, slow vascular aging, and ultimately improve overall cardiovascular health and function. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out CardioSolve is going to do. We're right here in the fourth phase, which is combination screening. So now, how can you help with this? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the CytoSolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. At the Open Science Institute, we are committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous systems of medicine, which is an important fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop fake science. Time and again, we see the false nature of big academia. Research is being fabricated and institutions are getting away with it. This happens because of an incestuous web of ties between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. As a result, billionaires are realizing they are spending large amounts of money on universities that are not delivering results, and they are beginning to create their own institutions. CytoSolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at cayenne pepper, we have found through CytoSolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that cayenne pepper has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Here, we're looking at how cayenne pepper may function as a supportive intervention in managing diabetes. The data presented shows that cayenne pepper seed extract significantly lowered oral glucose tolerance levels. When compared to the diseased model, both the cayenne pepper extract and metformin demonstrated a significant reduction in OGTT values, as reflected in the bar graph. This suggests that cayenne pepper extract may exert glucose-lowering effects comparable to metformin in this experimental context, highlighting its potential role in metabolic and cardiovascular health support. Here, we're looking at another set of data examining the effects of capsicum annuum in a breast cancer model. As shown in the table, when compared to the tumor-induced disease model, cayenne pepper extract demonstrated a statistically significant reduction in tumor-related parameters. Notably, its effects were reported to be comparable within this experimental setting to the standard chemotherapeutic agent doxorubicin. This suggests that bioactive compounds in cayenne pepper may exert meaningful anti-cancer activity in preclinical models. So again, if you'd like to support this research and help advance this open systems-based approach to science, you can visit vashiva.com/openscience and contribute. You can choose to donate to different initiatives. We also have a dedicated cardiovascular health initiative that you can choose to contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be asking yourself, if capsicum annuum is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The reality is, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any intervention, what works extremely well for one person may not produce the same results for someone else. Biology is individualized, and health outcomes depend on context, genetics, environment, lifestyle, and underlying conditions. It always comes down to the right solution for the right person at the right time. And that's exactly why we've developed a framework to help you determine what's appropriate for you. So now, let's take a closer look at that framework and how it guides personalized decision making. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, when looking at its gastroprotective effects, studies suggest that oral administration of capsaicin in the range of 1 to 30 milligrams per kilogram has shown effectiveness in experimental settings. According to Mandal and colleagues in 2023, capsaicin has also demonstrated a hypothermic effect at doses ranging from 5 to 10 milligrams per kilogram in experimental models. For its anti-hyperlipidemic effects, the same research group reported that incorporating 5% red pepper into the diet, or approximately 15 milligrams of capsaicin, demonstrated significant lipid-lowering benefits in their study model. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician. But the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. While cayenne pepper provides many valuable health benefits, it's also important to be mindful of its safety profile. At higher doses, it may lead to side effects such as nausea, vomiting, burning diarrhea, and abdominal pain. These factors need to be carefully considered when using it. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if cayenne pepper is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Cayenne pepper helps restore balance in the body by lowering vata and kapha doshas, while at the same time increasing pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where cayenne pepper may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for cardiovascular health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. Let me bring this all together. To sum it up, the pharmacological power of cayenne pepper is largely driven by one key molecule, capsaicin. Capsaicin plays a central regulatory role. It helps reduce sympathetic nervous system overactivity and lowers hypertension by restoring SIRT1 levels and downregulating inflammatory signaling pathways. Through activation of SIRT1, capsaicin also helps prevent vascular aging. By limiting cellular senescence and protecting endothelial function, it supports healthier blood vessels and improved cardiovascular performance. In essence, what we're seeing is not just a spice, but a bioactive compound with systems-level influence on inflammation, vascular integrity, metabolic regulation, and overall cardiovascular health. And we are right now in Cardiosolve, which is a new spin-out at the combination screening. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we conclude our discussion on cayenne pepper on cardiovascular health. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. One of the most powerful ways to support both yourself and this mission is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've shared several calls to action today, and I truly hope this session has been valuable for you. This movement is about supporting your growth and development. That's the core purpose behind everything we're building. For those who joined us late, today's discussion focused on cayenne pepper and cardiovascular health, and this is part of an ongoing series we'll continue exploring. Stay engaged, stay informed, and continue investing in your own advancement. Be well, and thank you.